We will take a look at sports right now. In baseball yesterday, New York Yankees took on Houston Astros. Lots of boos and lots of chants. The Yankees won the game 7-3 with a wild play that actually scored three runs on one play when the Houston catcher bent over to pick up a throw in and was hit by the runner. Both were injured a little bit, but the Yankees scored three runs on that and ended up winning the game 7-3. But Yankee fans brought inflatable trash cans, costumes to the game. Okay, the Mets' Jacob DeGrom has been scratched last night with inflammation. He won't throw for a few days. And, of course, when we take a look at Major League Baseball from yesterday, all the teams locally were in action. The Yankees, as we said, beat the Astros 7-3. And the Mets were postponed against the Cardinals yesterday. I'm trying to see if the Red Sox played yesterday, and I don't. Yeah, they did. Red Sox beat the Tigers 11-7. So you take a look at the standings now, and the AL East is starting to shape up. Looks like a pretty good race, actually. Boston in first place by 2.5 games over the Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays. Toronto just 3 games back, and Baltimore, believe it or not, just 4 games back. But once again, at the top of that, the head of that division, the Yankees and the Red Sox. For the Metsies, well, the Mets are 11-12. They are only a half game back of first place, as Philadelphia is at 15-15. NBA action that took place yesterday. The Bucks beat the Nets 124-118. The Nets have been losing a lot lately. Those are the only local teams that played yesterday. Coming up today, the Celtics take on the Magic at 7 p.m. And the Knicks take on the Nuggets at 9 p.m. Taking a look at that Eastern Conference scramble, the top 8 teams get in. But I think it's the top 4 teams are the ones that get home field advantage, home court advantage. And the 76ers are in first place over the Nets by a game and a half. The Bucks in third place, 3 games back. And the Knicks locked into that fourth place, 7 games back, a game and a half ahead of the Hawks, and 2.5 games ahead of the Heat, and basically 3 games ahead of the Celtics. And there's not that many games remaining in the season. All right, taking a look at the National Hockey League yesterday. The Bruins lost to the Devils 4-3. The Islanders lost to the Sabres 4-3. Wow. Today, the Rangers take on the Capitals. That game is set for 7 p.m. In the National Hockey League. And that is really about it when we take a look at sports here this morning. On the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.